Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com, and you can join their team. Running the three-man show today. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. And Johnny Cake Sawville.
Yeah, what's up? Hello.
Bish told me on Tuesday or Wednesday he wasn't going to be here on Friday. And I was like, oh, I guess I'll see you in a week and a half because I'm off. This is a weird bit. Most people would choose to have the day off before vacation on Friday.
Yeah.
But EB was asking me what I did yesterday. Mm-hmm. I did the graduation speech. Actually, a moving on ceremony speech at College Gardens Elementary School.
Got it.
Fifth graders moving on to middle school.
We kind of knew that on some level, but we thought it was tied into your own kid.
Not tied into my own kid at all.
Yeah. And then I really don't understand how you didn't say no.
My kid's in second grade. I don't think they do moving on ceremonies for second graders.
Well, you thought maybe it was for like kindergarten or something. All right. We didn't know what. I don't know. I can't keep track of everyone's grade.
No, my buddy who works for the Vikings asked me, I was like, what, you couldn't get Justin Jefferson? They had to stoop to a junkie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
JJ's busy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you did that. What is Jason doing? I don't even know what he's doing. What's everybody doing?
I think he's just taking a weekend.
No, Jason's visiting his sick uncle.
Ah. Well, that's not good, though.
There you go. But I'll be, just to let you know, next week is our timeshare week, the Outer Banks.
Okay,
this is the
good week
I traditionally take a week off.
And I'm sure you'll forget this, but the following week, I am off, and part of the week, I'll be in sunny San Diego.
Ooh, nice.
For like 4 days.
Is that just a leisurely trip?
I'm taking a 30th anniversary trip with my wife. It's a little bit past our 30th anniversary, but she's in school, and then she's out of school like in late June.
You want to make another sex bet like we did when you went to...
No, I can't. I fell so...
Pray
I just fell so short in the last one when I went to Vegas. I just can't.
I'm taking a 30th...
And I think... That was like 6 or 7 years ago.
More than that, probably.
I'm just an older man now.
Remind me of what you claimed that time.
I think he claimed maybe in a week.
Did you claim like 5 in 48 hours?
No, I don't know if I went for 5. I think
it was.
No, he made an outrageous claim, and I think he knocked out 2.
Yeah.
Or 1.
I came up way short.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was... I remember him going through. He's like, "We're gonna land."
I might have claimed like four or something, and then it just.
I remember it was really
half
it
that
was
number.
Really aggressive, if I recall. It was like, "We're gonna land. We're gonna settle in, and that's one. Go to dinner. Come back. That's two.
It was
wake up
Uber,
in the morning.
Great
that's three.
Insight into a man's brain.
It was just an uber aggressive number.
You can't find that. I challenge you. You would be an elite producer.
Of course,
next level.
He'll find it in like 5 or 10 minutes.
No, because he's not going to know the dates. But it's like when Cakes promised or made a bet that he was going to... I'm telling you, I think Cakes was going to be there. Were you there for like a full week of something?
At Vegas?
Wherever this...
No. It was a quick trip because we went out to see OAR open up for
Train. So it was like a three-day trip or something?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I think it was like six or seven.
I think his
it wasn't
claim,
like four.
No.
His claim was like outrageous.
I mean... I think it was 4 or 5 in a 48-hour period.
Yeah, it was too high. I set the bar
too high.
It was
definitely too high.
I was a big failure.
Now, let's just...
Hey, you got to aim high. You have to have goals, Cakes.
I guess.
That was one of my tenets in my speech yesterday.
I don't know if the goal should be how many times you're going to pwn on a trip with your wife, but I guess you can have goals.
What's wrong with that goal? I think it's a great goal.
Yeah.
I remember thinking, well, you know what? We're going to lose it. I think we bet him. But we're going to lose the bet because Amy knows. So she's just going to throw him a bone because she doesn't want to be embarrassed that he didn't, you know, hit skins.
There just wasn't enough time.
It just didn't happen.
Didn't have enough time.
Do you think she knew about the bet, though? Would Cakes tell her about that
bet? I don't think Cakes would tell her.
That doesn't really speak romance.
No, it doesn't. I don't think Cakes told her, but I think that she monitors the show. I think she was keenly aware because I think it was a couple days. It wasn't a spur-of-the-moment thing. Yeah. And it just... You know, they're humans.
Yeah. We
it was normal.
Couldn't get to
now, that. Now, this trip, this is how many days in San Diego? Let's say, hypothetically, if we were to make a bet.
Leaving on a Wednesday, returning on a Sunday.
What would be your instinct on the bet?
Oh, I would have no idea.
Maybe two.
What?
You're an older man now.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So it's four nights?
Yeah. I'm going to say two.
I think 2.5 is a solid number.
Oh, you would actually
go over? I'm bumping up a little.
Maybe three?
I don't think that's an aggressive number. I think that's a good number to get action on both sides of the
bet. I don't think most guys monitor, but do you have any idea about the time of the month? Because that could be devastating. You know what I mean?
You ruined everybody's... Everyone's a puke now.
Yeah, I mean, what are you doing, JP?
But that's reality.
You're bringing down the tone of the...
That's reality.
I don't want to know her cycle. It's okay.
But that can ruin it.
I'm not worrying about that at this point.
Yeah. But I know where you're going, JP, because if you're a normal human, sometimes you think about that.
I don't necessarily think about it, but it just happens. You know what I mean?
Right. But I would.
I think 2.5 is a good betting number to put out there in the public.
Compensatory behavior instead, like some sort of, you know what I'm saying, a compensation instead as
like
an act.
Like ancillary act. Yeah, I know what you mean. I'm tracking.
Right.
I'm buying what you're selling.
All right, so that's cool. And where are you staying in San Diego?
Someplace in downtown San Diego. I booked on Expedia. I don't know.
All right, good.
It's this nice like boutique hotel. I don't know. Hopefully it's not a dump.
No, I'm sure it's not. San Diego's awesome.
I might land and go and see the Padres Nats game, the last game of the.
You should totally do that
because
that'd be fun.
I'm landing like at 9:30 San Diego time or 10.
You're leaving early.
Leaving early,
like what, like 2 a.m. or like midnight?
It's not that early. I'll have to double check the flight, but I get into San Diego like 10 a.m.
Right.
And then I can't check into the hotel until 4.
You probably leave
and there's like
at
a 1 o'clock Nats game.
Probably so leave it at 6 a.m.,
yeah.
right? And then it's six-hour difference or whatever it is.
It's perfect to just drive to Petco Park, watch the Nats and Pods for at least a few innings, and check in the hotel.
It once before the OAR show.
Right. Okay, that makes sense. That's one.
Yeah, that's one.
That's an easy one.
So stay at MGM Grand until, I don't know, midnight, 1 a.m., come back, maybe gamble a tad, have another drink, smash again. Boom, you're at 2. Then you're at early Saturday morning. You sleep in late Saturday morning. Wake up. Smash number 3.
Jeez.
And wake up. If I get to the 4 number and go over the total, it has to be Saturday
night.
Well,
you're never going over.
So 4. That was pretty close.
Before, but it was 2 days.
Yeah,
basically 24 hours.
It was a super quick trip.
It was an insane number. Great job, Valdez. I'm going to Venmo you a dollar.
Well done, Valdez.
I'm going to Venmo Valdez.
A dollar.
If and
great
when,
producer.
Whenever this show ends, he could go get a job at the Library of Congress.
He's really good. He's a great archivist.
He is an archivist or archivist.
I give you elite status.
That was no. Cake said he would do it 4 times.
Right.
And he came short of it because of like the whirlwind of the concert.
Right.
He was expecting
Oh yeah, that's right.
He was expecting Buns, but Mark Or they stayed for Train.
We stayed for Train because at first I was like, I don't care about Train. Whatever. We'll just watch OAR.
And then you heard Drops of Jupiter and you got psyched.
Train came out and I was like, oh, that's a hit. They just played Hit after Hit. Like, and they were actually good.
Train derailed Kicks His Buns.
they totally did.
And well then gone. I think like Mark wanted to hang out for a little bit. So
we did a quick meet up with Mark after like 5 minutes after the gig. But that took valuable time away.
What year was that? Do you have it on the in your thing? Kick said
like six or seven years ago.
Is he correct? I feel like it was like a decade ago.
It wasn't that far ago.
Really?
Okay. I mean, I can look at Train's
I don't know. Maybe it was
schedule.
2016, 2017.
So like eight or 9 years.
Yeah, close.
Man, that's a long time ago.
All right, I'm giving you $1 for elite producing. Yeah, all right, here you go.
Ship it.
Elite producing.
Ship him the chips.
Matthew Myers. Boom, just shipped him $1.
Very good.
That's great work. Great work, Valdez. What a system we've got.
That's right. It's a well-oiled machine over here.
Hey, Drab, could you have done that? No, I'm just saying.
Not a chance.
Yeah.
Right? Not a chance. I know my strengths and my weaknesses. That's not one of them.
Yeah.
No. So if Valdez died today in a car accident, we'd be doomed.
Oh, don't put that out in the universe, man.
I'm just saying, in terms of being able to find stuff.
Is that what Drab was referring to when you said, could you do that? I thought you were still talking about the knocking it out four times.
Oh, no. I was talking about the producing. About knowing the system and knowing how to find stuff fast.
It would be lost forever.
Yeah, right. Right.
Well, that's why I make myself unfireable.
That's right. You're an essential employee.
I don't know. They're keeping it because they must have the old Junkies clips.
I love it, though. I love it. Great job, Valdez.
Keep it close to the vest.
Impressive.
Yeah. Don't
impressive
teach anybody
work.
All your skills. He doesn't
share his techniques.
Yeah, right. Like a chef, you don't give him all the recipes.
I don't give him the secret ingredients.
Right. That's great.
All right, as always, you want to get in touch with us throughout the show, you can hit us up at 800-636-1067. That's the number for the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza's local favorite since 1955, serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. A little bit later in the show, Greg Doyle's going to join us. He'll jump on at 9 o'clock. He's a columnist for the Indy Star. Talk about the NBA Finals. The Pacers, of course, up 2-1 on OKC, which has surprised a lot of people. So we'll talk to Greg Doyle at 9 o'clock and Kevin McCarthy on the movies at 9:45 here on The Junkies. Welcome back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices
keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Act Chunkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Commanders minicamp has wrapped up. I heard you guys were talking about Debo a lot yesterday.
It was fun.
There was discussion.
I mean, you see pictures, and you know, it is what it is. His body type, whatever. It just, you know, it looks a little chunkier than what you might imagine, and so you kill a couple segments with that. I think just for all the HTC crowd that may be tuning in when they're yesterday, this guy right here, Team Debo, until proven otherwise. So
who's not?
The Cakes was on the fence a little bit.
Chunky Debo.
He's a little bit chunky Debo.
I mean, I thought he'd take his body a little more seriously when he comes to minicamp, but I guess I'm wrong.
No, I think he is. You just don't realize his body type.
Like, I saw him up close and personal.
Yeah.
He didn't walk by and make me think, yeah, that guy looks like he's out of shape.
Again, I'm watching a 21-second viral clip on the interwebs.
I was literally 2 feet away from him, and I didn't think, that guy's out of shape.
I've already declared he's only going to be here in D.C. for 1 year.
That might be true.
That could be
true. But that's also because of a contract situation. He could have a great season.
Right.
I'm
and then they can't afford to keep him.
I'm more towards him underperforming what people are expecting. And that's based off, again, it's recency bias and his poor performance last year, which I know was injury marred and he was sick for a lot of the season. I don't have high expectations for Debo.
I'll say this. I was out at minicamp the other day, and it's hard to take any of it seriously. There's no pads.
Right.
None. Half the time, the quarterbacks are on one field, and they're just throwing into a net, and they're running drills and everything. They're stretching. And then I did see them run special teams, and there's no hitting on special teams, but I saw Debo return some kicks, and he looked like he was going fast,
right?
To me.
I'm sure he's going to be fine.
Now, maybe he's not as fast as the kid that they drafted, Lane.
Yeah.
Now, is Lane more of a punt returner, I think?
I think so.
Versus a kick returner?
I think he can do both if they need him, if they need to press him into action. Look, I hope Debo makes me eat my words. I hope he just makes me eat them, and he has like a 1,300-yard total combined season between rushing and receiving, and then he scores 10 touchdowns. I hope that happens.
You're allowed to have
just
a whipping boy.
I'm just a little pessimistic on it.
I'm hard on Lattimore. I hope I'm proven wrong on Lattimore.
Well, let's play some of the Dan Quinn clips. Let's start with cut three, Valdez, because this is about Debo, and this is what Coach Quinn said. I don't know if he was aware that people were saying that he was slow, because what was it? It was the Dove Kleinman
I don't know who's
that,
original
that
tweet.
Really kind of put it out there saying that he was running slow patterns. I saw that yesterday.
No. Scott Abraham had the footage from camp.
Yeah.
And then
doubt Scott would write that.
You know, no,
he was.
No,
he,
but then people no, retweeting, no, people, requoting
yeah,
and
people,
all that.
Yeah, they saw the clip and then they noticed how he was running, how he looked. Like Scott didn't go out and say, hey, look at Debo running like Cakes.
Mm-hmm.
I know. It's just
so easy.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. All right. Play the first clip.
I think has been very impressive to me for maybe a different reason than I thought. He was such a difficult person to tackle that you spent so much time. How are you going to tackle this person? And somewhere along the way, I've forgotten until out here, like how fast he is. And so sometimes when you're playing against a receiver, you say, man, you better either get him at the line or you better be on top of him. With him so many times was there were so many, you know, run after catch plays that we had a tackling plan and how would you go about it. And then I can remember one time like he just ran by somebody down the field on a deep ball and I was like, yeah, I forgot about that. So that it didn't surprise me, but it was like maybe I missed talking about it to that space because it was easily reminded like he's one of the fastest players on the team.
Wow. There
I mean,
you
think this was a defensive response. See, I saw the Dove Kleinman tweet. where he wrote, "Yikes, new Commanders wide receiver Deebo Samuel has gone viral for looking extremely slow," all caps, "running routes at minicamp. One fan even joked that it looks like he's running with a piano on his back."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's clearly Dan Quinn heard the critiques and the criticism, and he's defending his guy. He's defending Deebo. That's what head coaches do.
Yeah, I don't think he's lying, though. If he says he's one of the fastest guys on the team, I believe him. You think he's lying?
Coaches don't lie ever.
I would like to see him race everybody on the team. I'd like to see confirmation.
Well, I didn't hear
top 10. I'll say he's top 10.
I don't know if you brought this up. I didn't hear the show yesterday, but last year he was recorded at running over 20 miles per hour on one of his catches.
Was he?
Yes.
What? Yeah. You have to give context, though.
I think it was one of the fastest.
Yeah.
It was, you know, like a pass over the middle that he then took.
Look, my overall take is I trust those guys. So whatever they say, if they say he looks great, he's fast, guys, don't worry, he's fine, I believe them. This until proven otherwise. The only one that I question in my own way, again, I hate to be annoying, is Lattimore. Because I didn't see that with my own eyes.
And Lattimore's saying that he feels healthier and more comfortable, right?
Yeah. He's saying all the right things.
Yeah.
So let's see. And hopefully he's right. I mean, guys had revivals. When we signed Zach Ertz, there was a lot of mocking going around, but probably around the league.
Sure. I don't think any of us thought he was going to play every game.
No.
No.
We're like, this guy gets hurt all the time.
Sure. I don't think anybody thought he could have the turnaround that he had, like the turn back the clock bit that he did. So, you know, maybe Lattimore could do it. Lattimore's not as old, but Lattimore's probably had 4 years since he's been anywhere near consistent, and maybe this you could say the same about Deebo.
So Quinn was talking about Jaden and where he is in year two. You play cut one?
I've always felt he had real control of things, and we work at the line of scrimmage a lot, and he's really comfortable in that. He was always somebody that, really was on his details. What I guess seeing now is just the accuracy, the footwork, so more of his body mechanics that he wanted to emphasize. I see that coming through in his play. I see the speed, that he's, out on the edge with. So those are the things that during the offseason time that, like, you can really push it. So we had one where he had a keeper yesterday and turned it in, where he was up the sideline for 30 or 40 yards, and he was one of the fastest players on the field on that play. And so those are the ones that, okay, that's a person being aggressive to go take their shot. And then I would say the individual time with new players. He did some of that last year, honestly. Like when Noah came, I can remember him like staying after and working with him, but seeing him put in the work with different people who are new to him and to the organization, I think that like speaks of the leadership. It's not anything that I asked him to do, but he knew for that person and him to be in sync, there had to be some unseen work together. And so those would be a few of the things.
I don't think anybody's surprised by any of that. But there are high expectations. I think later in the show, we're going to go through Chris Sims' quarterback rankings. And I don't know. You might be surprised where he has Jaden in the rankings. But, yeah, attention to detail, calmness.
Speed.
Beyond the athletic traits that jump out at you. Those are the things that I just, wow. The poise that guy had last year, that was remarkable for me.
The speed comment is why I don't think the rushing is going to go down dramatically.
No, he's going to take advantage of that.
I just think he won't need it as much.
It's part of why they drafted him. And we knew that from the moment that Quinn joined us on the show and said game changer. They want a guy like that that can make plays.
They want the dual threat. No one's taking away the dual threat. But I think that if the play hopefully won't collapse around him as much, he won't need to do that. We'll see. Yeah, it plays out. Maybe he'll rush for 1,500 yards. Who knows? I doubt it, but let's see. How it plays out.
That would be amazing.
I don't think anybody's going to say that Jaden Daniels is running like he has a piano on his back.
No, no. Nobody's questioning his speed.
I definitely would take Jaden over Deebo in a race.
And nobody's calling Jaden Daniels
Cakes wants them all to line up.
What? Did you see yesterday that Commander Socials did a whoopsie-daisy?
They did a whoopsie?
Yeah, and then they posted Deebo again the following day after they saw, I think they probably saw all of the comments.
Of course.
And everything.
Yeah.
So they posted a video of Deebo like running a slant pattern.
Saw that.
Where he looked like a little shiftier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think since it's this mandatory OTA, like you touch him and everyone kind of stops.
Yeah.
Like almost like two-hand touch football. And then he kept running. So he looked butt fast while everyone was just kind of.
So you're thinking it was deceptive?
Listen, I don't know if it's deceptive, but they posted another one of them. Because
all the, listen, it is what it is. They're not going to down their own guy in camp, but they've made a point of saying how pleased they've been with him. I think you would hear rumblings. My experience of doing this for 30 years, I think you'd hear rumblings behind the scenes if they were disappointed.
Yeah, I don't think they're not disappointed, but
yeah.
I think maybe people think that they're getting the Debo from 2 years ago. But Debo's still good.
Wasn't he even last year number two in yak for receivers? Like, there may be a bit of being defensive talking about his speed, but Quinn has emphasized that. Here's the quote. Our job as coaches is to try to put them in those spaces where they can really excel. So I don't think we're thinking, and I don't think they're going to put him in spots where he's their deep threat. He's their burner. He's going to be a guy that they're going to use in a bunch of ways to play to his strengths, which is the yards after the catch.
And that's what Cliff should do.
Which might be the short passes over the middle. He's probably not going to run many go routes where they just expect him to fly by corners.
Of course. They're going to give him some handoffs. They don't want him to be 160 pounds.
The list I'm looking at, Debo is not in the top 25 of yak last year. Now
he's had a down year.
Yeah.
Maybe it was 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Is that you know, a lot of people think that you know, Debo's still a good wide receiver. No one's not saying he's trash, but I'm saying people think that you're going to get the Debo from 2 years ago where he went off, didn't miss a game, had 1,400 receiving yards, but 2 years ago isn't an eternity in NFL terms.
I mean, if they do get that Debo,
yes, that's great.
A huge bonus for them.
Listen, I just think this. I think that as a team.
Sorry, 4 years ago.
As a team, we're going to score more points, and that's hard to do. We scored a lot of points last year. We were like 28 plus. I think overall we're going to score more. I don't give a crap how. I think we're going to be more, and we have a tougher schedule.
So I just retweeted what I'd seen yesterday. This was from Next Gen Stats. Last season, Debo reached a top speed of 20.9 miles per hour on a 76-yard touchdown reception. His fastest speed since week 14 in 2019. So it had been 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And his third time reaching 20 plus miles per hour this season, which was tied for third in the NFL.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure he can get up and go if he needs to.
He was 21st in yak last year, 8.3 per catch.
Right. Listen, I'm Team Debo. Think he's going to be good. Think he's going to be a solid contributor. Don't know the numbers. They almost don't even matter. Weapon. He's a weapon. Did we hear more information on Noah Brown yesterday?
Haven't heard anything on him.
Just that they were going to do an MRI
on the knee.
I have no update. I know he's getting an MRI today, this afternoon. So, I don't want to speculate.
On what?
MRI today. Yeah.
Okay.
So we should hear something today because that was recorded yesterday.
When they said
he limped off the field, slammed his helmet,
and then they carted him off.
That said, you could tear an ACL and walk right off the field. I mean, totally. I tore my ACL and drove home.
My son tore his ACL and walked off the field. Next day, walked a lot better. I was actually thinking, maybe he didn't tear it.
Yeah.
You're walking fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then wobbly.
Well, then they do the test, and then they do the MRI, and then you see he did. What was interesting to me is they gave the anecdote yesterday that when they hit a bump, that they could hear him screaming. Mm-hmm. Who said that? Somebody said they heard him scream
when he hit Ben Standing.
And then Linnell said
it. Reiterated it, right?
Yeah, but Linnell's version of the scream seemed a little more vicious.
Yeah, than Ben's?
Yeah.
Yeah, so if he screamed, when my son did two things, he tore his ACL 1 year, and then he also dislocated his shoulder, tore his labrum. When he tore his labrum and it was dislocated and it was hanging, he was screaming for an hour. Until we could get to the hospital and they finally put it back in. I raced to the hospital with him in the car and I hit a speed bump because I didn't care about the speed bump. I was just trying to get there as fast as I could. And when we landed, he screamed. So it made me think, He didn't dislocate his knee, did he? I guess not, because he was walking. It'd be impossible to walk if you dislocated your knee.
Probably. I don't know. It'd be super painful,
I think it'd
I would
be
guess.
Impossible to walk if you dislocated your knee. I think. Probably. It's probably an ACL. He probably heard it pop. He probably knows exactly what it is. That would be my guess.
Let's just hope for the best.
That sucks.
Sucks.
He used to really, I mean, last season, he was like the pass interference king, right?
Yeah, but you know,
those deep shots. How many pass interferences did he draw last season?
I don't know. But the Gallup signing was underreported. No one's talking about Gallup.
Well, he wasn't practicing.
He's not practicing. Maybe he'll be cut, but it's an opportunity for him to make a play for a roster spot if Noah Brown is out. So, I don't know. Why was Gallup not practicing? Just resting him, or does he have something that's nicked?
I thought he was hurt.
Uh-huh. And I like the guy, Ja'Cory Brooks, the free agent.
You like the long shots.
I know this always irks JP, but I'm okay with talking about the sixth receiver. If he has 15 catches. I don't know. One of those 15 might be huge.
I mean, I'm rooting for Michael Gallup, but he didn't even play last year. In his last 2 years, he had 418 and 424 yards receiving.
Right, again.
So I wouldn't expect a lot.
You're not. It's again, but it's just that you need the people to do the job, and he could fill in. Not necessarily looking for stars. We got our stars. His name's Terry McLaurin,
who's not currently in camp.
He'll be there.
I know he'll be there, but
yeah.
I mean, the wide receiver room is kind of in shambles right now, if you think about it. No Terry. Noah Brown goes out. Jury's out on Debo. At least this jury is out on Debo.
I disagree with that. I disagree with that. I don't think it's in shambles. I think they'll have Terry. I think they'll have Debo. I think they got a second-year guy in Luke McCaffrey.
All right, shambles may be rough. It's not in great shape.
I think it's going to be fine. It may not thrill fantasy owners, but I think it's going to contribute to them scoring over 28 points per game.
Let's hope that's the case.
Yeah.
Here's Quinn kind of summing up where they are and trying not to get ahead of themselves in terms of the expectations for a team that made it all the way to the NFC Championship game last season.
To know that there are those, Kenny, I think that's good because it knows we're in the right space to do that, where we have a chance to go, you know, do the things that are really, really important for us. So at the start of the offseason, it was really just about what kind of skills we could get. And so we try to, like, just live our professional lives in these segments. And so this is what we wanted to get accomplished during this time. This is over the next little, you know, in this break. Like, we're calling it a break. It's more for coaches and all of you, I hope, too, to recharge, to get ready. But for the players, this is another space that they go to really see. So then when we get back to training camp, I'll have some clear goals for us, you know, packages, identity, play style, things that you couldn't do during this time. You know, the padded practices, we're talking about the contact. So there's specific parts of that where, like, the training camp piece, I would say that might be the most important time for a lineman compared to an off-season program, you know, where you're working your skills, but you're not pushing against another, you know, giant human. So those are specific things that you can only accomplish during that time. So we just try to segment it and not think too far down. It's okay, what can I get done over this next short block? And if we stay in those pockets, Candy, I think that leads to not wondering way down, but just knowing I got a choice to make today and I got to go for it. And then, you know, another one to come. But those choices are easy if you want to slip, not do the workout, but it is a choice and say, like, I really got to go. That's why so many times doing teammates working out together so much easier. Hey, come on, man, we're going, like, on those, especially the days you're like, maybe I'll chill. Like, no, you're not. Like, we're going at this time and you go. So those are fun.
Hmm.
At least the beginning part of that, loosely translated, is we have a superstar quarterback in Jaden Daniels and we can do some work. We can get where we need to be with him.
It's the first time that I listened to Quinn and I just wasn't super motivated. He was just kind of like droning.
He didn't motivate you to do something today?
I don't know if it's because it was 6:30 in the morning. But it's just, it was a lot of gobbledygook.
Yeah, but he's also talking about downtime.
I know.
He's talking about the time between.
He usually makes me run into a brick wall.
And training camp.
I don't know if it's an indictment of me or him, but it's just like, here we are in June, and I wasn't super inspired by that answer either way.
Maybe, well, you know what? Maybe he was Maybe he was mentally checking out. Maybe he's ready. Maybe he's ready for his week long.
He was flaming a little bit.
He was kind of droning on a little bit. But it's fine. I'm team everybody over there except for Lattimore.
Didn't we have a story last week? I don't know if we did it, that people mentally check out like 2 or 3 days before they actually take their vacations.
Yeah. 2 days before your vacation. I think there's a large percentage of people, workers, who are already on vacation in their mind 2 days before they physically leave for vacation.
Right. So like next Wednesday, late in the show,
you're out.
I'm already in sunny San Diego.
He'll be missing drops and everything.
I'll just be sloppy.
We'll say turkey 10,000 times, and I'll hit the button.
But I know people might be thinking.
I'm dialed in right now, though.
Turkey.
Isn't it kind of weird that we're locked? No, the season is going to be here before you know it. By the end of this weekend, we're going to be done with the second major. All right, that means we're halfway through. July 4th is around the corner.
Yep.
And when do they report?
Isn't it the third major?
Yeah, we're out in the third. They're going to be done with the third major, right?
Camp's always end of July, like 27th, 28th, that range.
I think
like
we're
here before you know it. Dude.
I think we're 11 Sundays away from the season.
Let's go.
But officially recording to minicamp, and it's on daily.
Oh, yeah.
Is a month and a half away.
Yes.
That's going to be here before we know.
It's like 5 weeks away.
It's five-ish
weeks away.
For those
guys,
their off season's over.
You're going to hate it.
Who, for the players?
Why? You're going to hate, because as soon as we get to camp, you guys are like, oh, it's just taking forever.
That might be
this
true.
This is no fun.
But I'm just saying.
We just start the games already.
Let's do wins and losses again.
That is all true. We need to do
dubs and L's again at some point.
Well, we do that after the preseason.
Well, I'm just doing it right now. It's funny you say that, because I pulled up the schedule as Quinn was droning, and I was looking at it. I mean, I'm having a hard time not seeing a good start.
I think I chalked up 12 or 13 dubs. I put a lot of W's on the board.
I think down the stretch it gets harder, you know, like halfway through, once you start playing, you know, Kansas City's, Detroit.
This is looking ahead, but we may have to burn the Commanders week one survivor. I mean, they should just beat up the Giants at Northwest Stadium.
If they lose, you know what?
You've said that before.
I know.
Even though it's a division rival, it's a 5-alarm fire if we lose week one.
It's Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mike Clay's projection was that they were barely favored in that game.
I don't care what they're. But I'm telling you,
he thinks it's a survivor gimme.
Coming off being scarred for life by the stupid Cincinnati Bengals when they were like a 9-point favorite. Last year opener.
Week one against the division round. I'm not sure I would say it would be a survivor gimme, but we should win that game.
I saw that viral
might have
video
a nasty pass rush
of that defensive line.
But Abdul.
Everybody's talking Abdul, about him. Brian Burns, and Kayvon.
Yeah. All right. You know who's faster than all those guys? Caden Daniels. It's faster.
He can be the fastest guy on earth. If they're playing like that video that was shown the other day, he's cooked.
Case is acting like he's never been sacked.
Quarterbacks never get sacked.
We sacked 8 times in a game last year.
Yeah. Hey, I have faith in JD5.
All right, got to take a break. You want to chime in? 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Right back. So before the show, everybody was trying to wrap their brain around how one person out of over 200 can survive a plane crash.
I think it was like 242 people on board. Air India crash.
It's incredible. I don't understand.
Vivwash Kumar Ramesh talked about.
So they all didn't die survival. On impact.
His brother died.
Obviously. Oh, his brother did die. Oh, brutal. Yeah. Jesus.
He was sitting next to his brother on board.
And how does he survive and everyone else, literally everyone else?
He said within 30 seconds, there was a loud noise and then the plane crashed. It all happened so quickly. He really didn't say that much. He said, there are bodies all around me. There are pieces of the plane all around me. Someone grabbed hold of me and put me in an ambulance.
So, because he walked out of it.
And after the crash, he said, I don't know where my brother is. I don't see any other passengers. I don't know how I'm alive, how I exited the plane.
I just don't know how a plane that turns into a giant fireball, how anybody could
survive. How do you even survive the impact? Now, the one
could
thing
I'll
say.
Could he have had bodies around him?
That cushion him or something?
Yes.
Maybe, the thing is that credit to the pilot, I guess, although he landed in a populated area, not great. But it's India. I mean, what are your choices? Nothing, not great.
I don't think he had any choice. Like the plane just didn't have any lift.
Like, I don't know if he had choice.
He didn't have any choice. Like the plane was going down. Like,
but I heard he was up for 5 minutes.
No, that's incorrect. He was up for about 30 seconds.
Yeah, well, you guys said yesterday 5 minutes. Remember that? Go back to the tape. Somebody said they were in the air for 5 minutes and then it crashed. Well, but 30 seconds
makes
sense.
That was an incorrect report. But because I saw the video,
30 seconds makes more sense.
Like he takes off and starts ascending, and then it just kind of levels off. And then 15 seconds later, you just see the tail
right,
like
going down. To his credit, he kept the nose up.
Yeah.
You know, so for sure you're going to die?
241 fatalities, one survivor.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't get it.
Incredible.
He's the luckiest person on the planet.
Mar saying that you're the one that said it was
5 minutes.
5 minutes. I could have sworn yesterday
go
that
back
you
to
said
the tape.
You said you feel really comfortable when you're flying for 5 minutes or more after takeoff.
Right. The reason why I said that is because somebody reported they were up in the air for 5 minutes before they lost altitude.
It was in the air for about 40 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. I feel good at 5 minutes.
But a lot of there's information coming out that they had power outages on that plane in the hours leading up to it while I was sitting there on the tarmac.
I saw a video on Twitter of a guy who was on that plane. I think it was on a previous flight. I don't know if it was hours before, but it was a previous flight where he's just saying, well, none of the video screens work. None of the remote controls work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I saw that too.
The Mayday call apparently said power failure.
Jesus Christ.
So maybe it wasn't pilot error with the flaps that everyone said in the very beginning.
Right.
Or maybe, I don't know how it works. Maybe the flaps wouldn't open.
I mean, I could ask my buddy. But if you got no power, I don't know what you can do. Right? If you got no power, I don't know what on earth you could do.
A medic on the scene said that the survivor was thrown out of the plane and walked to a nearby ambulance for aid.
Okay, so he didn't die in the explosion. The door blew out. Drab said he was near a door. So their door blew out. But most people, when they get expelled from their cars or anything, Dunsky. You're so Dunsky. Right?
It's a
one in a billion.
One in a, yeah. I mean, the video is him walking around moments after the crash.
He's like upright.
Yeah.
He's not like strapped to a gurney or anything.
Looking like he got into a car wreck or something and walked around the car.
Listen, I talk to my buddy, he's a pilot, and he says, man, in these other countries, you just got to be careful. The training's not as good. The upkeep's not as good. All that stuff's not as good. And I know this was like a newer Boeing, but certain, you just got to be careful.
I think it was a 10-year-old aircraft, which is
not that old.
Yeah.
But that flight could have been flying out of Dulles.
No, but if they had the power outages, they probably would have sidelined it. They probably would have sidelined
flying
it.
Out of the other country, but I mean, it was going to London.
Yeah.
Not like it was a inter-country flight.
Yeah.
Now, I did see people saying, like, you really got to be careful when you're flying a non-big silly. Like, if you're flying overseas, you got to fly Emirates or what's the other one?
Mm-hmm. Oh, is it Etihad?
Etihad, yeah. Those mm-hmm. are the two big sillies if you're flying in Asia.
You don't want to take their version of their value jet or whatever it is? Or yeah. What's the one that everyone takes now that's super cheap?
Oh, Spirit or Frontier?
Yeah. You don't want to take the Russian Spirit or whatever. Yeah.
I guess it's happened before where there have been sole survivors. AP has an article where they note a couple of sole survivors. This one lady survived the 1987 crash. Northwest Airlines mm-hmm. crashed in Detroit or near Detroit, killing 154 people on board, including her parents and brother.
And somehow she survives.
Survived.
I know you guys are.
And then NTSB says there was another one in, I think it was 2013.
All this,
or no, 1985.
All this is nightmare fuel. That's all this is. All these stories are nightmare fuel.
Especially if you're about to fly somewhere.
Of course.
I'm flying twice in the next month.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just nightmare fuel.
Vegas and San Diego?
Yeah.
Well, Dee's flying in a couple of weeks and she texted me because she knows that I said, you know what, I'm out on DCA. And my youngest, she and I are in cahoots. We're like, yeah, we're out on DCA. I don't need any freaking mistakes with military training exercises. It's too much. So I make a point of flying, but she's going to fly somewhere. And she said, are you okay with me flying out of DCA? And I said, listen, you do what you got to do.
But you're okay with her.
No, I said, I would exhaust every option.
Yeah.
Before. Now, it's just me, and that's overly cautious, and I'm sure they'll be fine.
Of course.
But I would exhaust every option before I flew it out of that hoop.
Both of my upcoming flights are out of B-dubs.
Yeah.
And not you live closer to B-dubs.
That's true.
It's true.
Not by a lot, but it's
for me, it's
bit.
Kind of probably the same everywhere. Minutes. It's kind of the same from where I live.
Yeah, you're probably more equidistant, but only to BWI. ICC 95, you're there in 25 minutes.
Still 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, here's 40, 45. It's not that big of a difference.
Yeah. I'm avoiding that.
But here's the big difference.
As long as I can.
I don't hear a bunch of reports about military aircraft flying in around BWI.
Because that's the only one.
That.
Allegedly, that's like the only one. It's the only major airport where they have training exercises.
It's within my control to stay away from that airport.
Within like a couple hundred yards of where major airliners are flying in.
Yep.
And apparently Congress has been trying, or people have been trying to shut down that airport for 30 years. But just because he's spoiled congressman, they want to keep it open.
I'd even rather drive to Dulles. I don't. You know what? Don't mind the Dulles toll road. It's not bad. Not that bad.
I mean, I'll be honest. I see helicopters flying around all the time out there.
Yeah.
Around Reagan.
They do? No. Yeah.
I live by Dulles Airport.
Oh, okay.
Oh, but I don't know. Are they training exercises or are they just helicopters?
I see helicopters. I don't know what they are.
Yeah, well, I think they have helicopters. But it's the military training exercises that are right on the brink.
What does it matter? I don't care if it's a
because they have nothing to do with the airport.
I'm telling you.
The ones you're seeing, are, I guarantee you, are probably somehow affiliated with the airport, I bet. You don't think so?
Yeah, I'm sure they are. But I'm telling you, I see...
Doesn't mean that there's not helicopters. I'm not denying that there are helicopters there. I'm saying we have a conflict because we have two totally different entities. Right? That's what I'm saying is the issue. You have the military saying they're going to do whatever they want to do. And then you got a major airport. I think what you're seeing is normal traffic of various aircraft that come in and out of
the
airport. That's the distinction I'm making.
The military people were talking to the tower when they crashed.
Right, but they're still rogue, weren't doing what they were supposed to be doing. We're way too low. We're way too high. We're way too close. All that.
Yes.
Why are you laughing at me? It's true.
You're right.
Huh?
You're right. I'm not laughing at you.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
I'm laughing at the prank call from the San Francisco flight where they said the guy's name was Way Too Low.
Yeah, that's not the right time to laugh about it.
All it is nightmare fuel.
Just get me to San Diego safely. That's all. That's all I'm asking.
I saw somebody put out that. Maybe I'll retweet it today. I know we got to break. Where one of the new, I think the newish, maybe been around for 20 years, but one of the newish rides they have, or you know, thrill rides, is they take people way, way, way up high, and then they just drop them into like a big giant parachute. You know, like way up there. not a parachute, but you know what I'm saying, like a some sort of big.
Like a big giant air mat.
Big giant air mat.
Yeah.
And they just release you.
No thanks.
No thanks.
I'm good. I'm top out on roller coasters for thrill rides.
Do people need to feel that fear of falling that bad?
I don't.
Terrifying.
Not this guy.
People get sized.
Yeah.
Not me.
Screw you.
Kelsey wants to do a vacation in Switzerland because it's a lot of those thrill rides like skydiving, canyon stuff, bungee jumping.
Oh, make sure she has life insurance. Awful.
Does a 24-year-old who's single have life insurance?
Generally
I don't
not,
think so.
For the most part, no.
Not, but well, that's awful.
All right, got to take a break. When we come back, there's an NFL rookie who's bitter at his team.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.